Money and the Law of Attraction. It's a book by Esther and Jerry Hicks. It's their latest book. Actually, it could be, I was trying to think the other day, it could be called lots of different things. Actually, Money and the Law of Attraction really doesn't, in my opinion, do it justice. I think it could be called How to Feel Good. How to lift your vibration, whatever. I mean, but it's what this book is about. And it comes, also I wanted to preface this with that this book is coming out at a wonderful, wonderful time, because we've heard in the news this past week of all of these financial institutions and places that are having difficulty, and it's so easy for us to get caught up in all of that stuff, you know. So, but if we can find a place within ourselves where we can vibrate, we can, at a higher level, we can overcome that stuff, and we can actually thrive. I feel like this is a great opportunity for us to thrive and to use what we know. And part of that is using the law of attraction. What is the law of attraction? The law of attraction says that which is like unto itself is drawn. Whatever our state of being, whatever the way you feel, whatever way you're feeling at the moment, you are attracting more of that. And I'm going to read to you the first page, the first paragraph from the first page. Your story and the law of attraction. Each and every component that makes up your life experience is drawn to you by the powerful law of attractions, response to the thoughts you think, and the story that you tell about your life. Your money and financial assets, your body's state of wellness, clarity, flexibility, size and shape, and your work environment. How you are treated, work satisfaction and rewards. Indeed, the very happiness of your life experience in general is all happening because of the story that you tell. If you will let your dominant intention be to revise and improve the content of the story that you tell every day of your life, it is our absolute promise to you that your life will become that ever-improving story. For by the power of attraction, it must be.
Could you read that sentence again where it says revise and improve?
If you will let your dominant intention be, I'm just going to stop,
okay.
To revise and improve the content of your story that you tell every day of your life, it is our absolute promise to you that your life will become that ever-improving story. For by that powerful law of attraction, it must be. I wanted to get hats for everybody. Actually, I was in... I was on my vacation a couple of weeks ago, and I was in we took the ferry over to from Lewis, Delaware to Cape May, New Jersey, and it was the most glorious day I've ever spent on the ocean. I was just like, I was vibrating so out there with all that water and the sea air and everything like that. It was just like, God, I'm home. This is like, it was a beautiful, beautiful day. And anyway, I was over there in a little shop. And I looked up, and there on this display was all these baseball caps. And one of the baseball caps said, "Revise your script."
Cool.
And I was thinking, that's what it's all about. That's exactly what it's all about. And I almost bought that hat, but it was $25. And I said, I just don't choose to spend my money that way. And besides, it didn't say it the way I really wanted to say it. What I wanted to say was, change your story.
Yeah.
Just change your story. I am going to get little tags eventually and says change your story, because that's what it's about. That's how we use the law of attraction, is that we have to start revising and changing our story. And I was talking to Reverend Hillary the other day about it, and I was saying, Hillary, it's like you have to look at your story with squinty eyes. That's the only thing I could like, be like a little kid and look at it with squinty eyes. And then when you look at something with squinty eyes, it gets softer. See, I'm looking at Peg and she's getting softer and softer. Connie's getting softer. So is Christy. When you look at something with squinty eyes, it doesn't come at you like, boom, it's right in your face. It's like, it softens it. So if you can look at your life back through your past. Now, you can't ever get rid of your past. Your past will always be a part of you. Your life experience will always be a part of you. And that's the most important thing to remember, is that you don't want to get rid of that. But what you want to do is you want to soften your feeling toward it. And I was thinking about this during my birthday. And I was thinking, gosh, I'm going to be 50 years old next year. And I was thinking, what a wonderful time this year to take this time and rewrite my life, rewrite the story of my life. You know, I was conceived on December 24th, 1958, because I was born on August 24th, 1959, so 9 months later. But I imagined my parents coming together in such a state of attraction that, and love. Now, my grandmother had another way of saying it. She said they were just like two dogs. And I say bow wow. Thank God. I mean, you know, even dogs love each other, I think, on some level. So, it's what I wanted. I digress. What I want to take this year to do is just to rewrite the story of my life, so that when I turn 50, I have a new story to tell. For the rest of, you know, I've lived this life. Now I'm going to live this life. Now I hope I can do it before next August, and I probably will, because you know me. But anyway, the way you retell your story, and the way that you come to this place where you can retell your story, and what happens when you come to this place where you're retelling your story, is that you vibrate at a different level. Everything in the universe is vibrating. Those things that vibrate at a lower level vibration are attracted to one another. So the vibration within you is the energy that is flowing within you. That's what the book is telling us. And it's the attitude that you're giving off. So if you go out into the world and you say, and you're feeling like a gloomy Gus, you're going to attract to you all of those things, all those situations which make you want to be more of a gloomy Gus, or that attract that energy into you. You're such a gloomy Gus that nobody wants to be around you, and you're repelling all of these wonderful people, and the energy can't find you. The wonderful, the good energy that you're craving can't find you. And this is tied to your emotional state. You know, last time Judy and Kate talked about the power of your emotions. Well, your emotions are your barometer. How you're feeling at the moment, your emotions, how, you know, whether you're feeling sad or if you're happy or whatever, is an indicator about where you're attracting from and your vibration. So the law of attraction is always without exception. It has to work. Either it works negatively or it works positive. Either way, it's working. The law of attraction is always without exception responding to your vibration. It's responding to how you're feeling. When I feel mistreated, I cannot attract fairness. When I feel disappointment in my relationship that's not working properly, I attract more of the same. When I feel unloved, I attract more circumstances to feel unloved. When I fear that my financial resources are not enough to sustain me, or I feel like I feel a lack, I attract more of the same. An example from my own life is recently I made a financial decision which wasn't too smart, to say the least. And I found myself in a situation where I had been before and where I didn't feel good. And I started thinking about this, and I actually was kind of scared. You know how you get restricted? You feel all restricted. It's like, oh my God, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? You know, I'm not going to be able to pay these bills, you know, that are coming in, that are due the first of the month and everything. And I said, okay, I have an opportunity to turn this around. So I started saying to myself, now this is called pivoting, by the way. This is called pivoting. This is coming from a place, you don't try to like jump from here to here in one fell swoop, from the lower to the, but you try to find a better thought, and then you find a better thought, and a better thought. So then I started thinking, well, you know, I've been in this place before, and you know what, I've been in worse situations before, and I've always come through these. So why am I being afraid now? What's there to be afraid of? I know that there's a way that I can work this out because I've always worked it out before. What can I do differently? And I just kept building on it and building on it and building on it, and then I just sort of let it go. And I was at my office, I was working on doing my computer stuff that I do every day, and all at once it occurred to me how to fix it. And so I started working it out on a piece of paper, and I came up, and actually it was all fixed in like a matter of seconds.
Awesome.
It's because I was willing to let go of that lower vibration and reach for a higher thought, a higher feeling, that I was able to work it out in my mind, and it's worked out. It was like, wow, this is magic. I want more magic in my life. So, Another instances where your vibration comes into play is when you're feeling overwhelmed by any circumstances. When you're feeling overwhelmed, the opposite of overwhelmed cannot come into your experience. It's not even possible. If I'm feeling lack and limitation, prosperity can't come to me. If I'm feeling unloved, unappreciated, love cannot come to me. If I feel bogged down with deep feeling of deprivation because of choices that I have made in the past, I cannot bring about the feelings that I need to change that vibration. It's always about looking for something bigger and something better. The things I desire cannot come to me because I'm not using the law of attraction properly. The law of attraction is always working and will always give back more of the same feelings. When I remember that I get the essence of what I'm thinking about, and when I choose to nurture a higher feeling, I am using the law of attraction and what Abraham calls, I am deliberately creating my experience. I become a deliberate creator. And by the way, we've always been deliberate creators. Always. From the moment we popped out. Actually, I'm beginning to think that from the moment we're conceived. Actually, you know what? I'm going to even go back as far as to say, I think even before we're conceived, we're deliberately creating, because I created my parents on Christmas Eve coming together, and one of those little spermy things got through and hit the egg, and the egg grew, and the egg popped out 9 months later. Think about the energy and the power that it took for that to happen. That's a great thing. I'm excited. Aren't you excited?
Oh yeah.
Aren't you excited about how you came to be in this? That's what it feels like. That's the way it's supposed to feel all the time. We're supposed to feel this excitement and this enthusiasm because, by God, we were the little sperm that got through.
That's a scary thought.
No, it's not a scary thought. Oh, it's not for me because I look at you and I see your greatness and your grand. I see the wonder of you and the beauty of you, and I say, wow, look at all that came together to produce Christy.
Well, what Peter actually said makes a lot of sense. It's the strongest.
The strongest, the fittest, the biggest, the wisest, the more energetic. I mean, that was the best of all.
The five.
Absolutely.
The five.
Wow.
Or the most accurate.
It has to be exactly what Peter said, because egg can actually be started by a skin, but
that one that you.
Okay, I'm gonna bring us back to center right now. I'm gonna bring us back to center. No. We're gonna have.
Let me finish my sentence.
Okay, finish your sentence.
I think the amazing thing that I just realized is that if you tell me that you are, deliberate degradation seems non-physical. You directed that specific sperm, and that was yours, nobody else.
Correct.
That's what I wanted to say.
Okay. Now, we're going to have plenty of time for discussion at the end, but I have a theory here, and my theory is that we're going to build energy in this room. We're going to create today. Mm-hmm. We're going to create the way. We're going to rewrite our lives. So that's my intention for this day. So I want to build to it. I don't want to go from here to here in one fell swoop. Every topic of concern in my life is actually two topics or two subjects. Love. I want more love, but the other one is I'm feeling unloved. That's the second topic. Appreciation and feeling unappreciated. Financial prosperity, lack of prosperity, happy, sad. Can you give me a couple of examples? Anybody else?
Eager, bored.
Mm-hmm.
Success, failure.
Mm-hmm.
Tired, energetic.
Mm-hmm.
Alive and dead.
Alive what?
Dead.
Yeah.
Maybe not completely, dead, but dead feeling. Mm-hmm. Being dead. Connected and disconnected.
Yeah, that's a biggie.
Patient.
When I'm feeling, when money, like let's say for instance money, because the topic has been on money all week, and I really want to shift here. If I'm saying what happened with me was the prosperity was I saw that I had a lack. I wanted more prosperity. Well, you know, in science of mind, we treat for more prosperity. We pray. Treatment is prayer, by the way, from our other conversation. I pray for more money, but Noel McGinnis, who's one of my first teachers, said, I always get where I pray from. And I'm praying out of lack of money. But what really I need to do is I need to stop, focus my attention on the prosperity that abounds around me. I need to start doing the positive what ifs. I need to start pivoting to a higher level, to a different level. And then I start praying. And then I become into alignment with the prosperity and the abundance that is mine by divine right. The same is if you're in a relationship that no longer serves you, or your partner isn't doing the kinds of things that you want. You don't you don't pray from the lack of, like, whether it's a lack of respect or lack of appreciation, but you look for positive aspects of that person to appreciate, and then you go into your prayer. Then you start doing your treatment work, because you always get where you pray from. Okay, we talked about, I hinted about some of the things that we can do to help us get out of this. And the first one is pivoting, and is searching for a better feeling. Searching for a better feeling. The next is positive what ifs. And then the third is rewriting and retelling your story. I went out and bought... Well, first of all, I want to tell you a story, first of all, about positive what ifs. About 4 weeks ago, I was feeling... You know how you just sort of get to your desk and you start about a task and all at once you just feel sort of out of sorts and you're not quite sure why you're feeling out of sorts. So I went to the coffee machine and I reached in and got a bunch of blank paper and I went back to my desk and I sat down and I started writing, I feel like crap. I feel so disconnected. I feel unappreciated and unrespected. And then I said, but what if, and then I started thinking about positive what ifs. What if I could change this? I felt this way before, but you know, I don't need to feel this way now. This is only a feeling, and so I can let go of my feelings. I know I can reach for a higher thought. I can reach for a higher vibration. Well, the miraculous thing it was that it turned into something totally different. Through this whole process, I was able to get to the core, something that I never would have thought about in 100 years. I mean, something that wasn't even... available to me mentally or physically, mentally at that moment. I mean, it was just an idea. Well, what if that person on the bus were to talk to me and come up and talk to me? See, I'm a shy person. Believe it or not, I am very shy when it comes to talking to people sometimes. What if they just came up, because there was this person that I had been noticing on the bus who I was intrigued by, and I couldn't figure out why. It's like, why am I so intrigued? Well, what if this person came up and talked to me? What if we had a really, you know, meaningful conversation, and it turned on and on and on and on, and I built on it and built on it and built on it and built on it and built on it, and finally I just took the paper, because we have a few Nezzy Nellies in my office, so I just take the paper, picked it up, take it over to the shredder. It said, "Be gone," and I didn't think another thing about it. 4 days later, this person walks up to me at my bus stop, and we start having a wonderful conversation, and they started the conversation. I came into the office that day, and I felt like my balloon was soaring up right up here. I mean, it was like I had this big old smile across my face. You would have thought that I had got the best sex in my life the night before. I mean, everybody kept saying, "Gosh, you are smart. Why are you so happy? Why are you?" It's like, I just am. Because I couldn't say anything.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't say what it was. I mean, it wasn't anybody's business. It was just like, it was my moment. It was like the universe showing me that, yeah, you can create your life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I got the idea after that I was going to start rewriting my life. So every day I went out and I bought a bunch of these books. They had them on sale at Staples for $1 a piece. And I went out and I bought like $5 worth. So I guess that was five. And every day I sit down and I write. Today kind of started shaky for me. I don't know why, but I spent most of the morning out of sorts. You know, I'm capable of accomplishing anything that I set my mind to. I know the universe and source energy is always lining up to support me in every way. that was how I pivoted. That was rewriting the story. So we're gonna in the next segment, we're gonna look back at our own lives with squinty eyes, and we're gonna write our story, and then we're gonna tell our story. So I think now we're going to. Oops. It's 11:46. I think this is a good time for a break. So if you guys can be back in 10 minutes, that would be wonderful. And then we'll go into our exercise for today. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope my enthusiasm shows.